Shri Sai Ram. We offer our Sahasra Koti Pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beautiful, most loving, most sweetest, and most compassionate Mother Sai. Dearest Sai Ma, we, your children from Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries, feel so blessed to be here again to celebrate the second day of Buddha Purnima festival. Swami, our hearts overflow with gratitude that you have given us one more opportunity to be in your divine omnipresence. Dearest Bhagwan, we seek your permission to start the program by introducing the speaker for the day, Brother Ashok Sakrani. Brother Ashok Sakrani served in Satya Sai International Organization, Hong Kong, for many years in different positions and then became the central coordinator of Zone 5. He is currently the chairman of Zone 5 countries comprising of Hong Kong, Japan, Taiwan, and China. A lawyer by training, he has written short booklets on Swami's teachings. He is also a member of the Media and Intellectual Property Committee of the Satya Sai International Organization.
I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Bhagwan. And I offer my loving Sai Rams to members of the Central Trust, senior devotees in the ashram, Dr. Ravi, Chair of Zone 4, Zone 4 and Zone 5 officers, and everyone participating in today's auspicious celebration. I was humbled to be asked to speak this afternoon, but I must say the greatest joy in preparing for this short talk was reading the teachings of Lord Buddha. So much of our beloved Swami's teachings came to mind during that reading. And I realized that the words may differ, but the signposts and the destinations are all the same. And that is what I would like to take a few minutes this afternoon to speak about. I start with the poignant words of Lord Buddha, just before he left his body. In his last moments, the Buddha spoke to Ananda and the gathered monks. He told them that they should not grieve. And he said, "It may be, Ananda, that some of you may think my words have come to an end, that you have a teacher no longer. But you should not think so. For the Dharma I have proclaimed will be your teacher when I am gone." His final words, "Listen, all compounded things, all experiences, all phenomena by their very nature will decay and die. Work out your salvation with diligence. Through earnestness, you will attain the goal." The love and teachings of our Lord Sai are our legacy and our teachers. But even more than that, Lord Sai is resident in every heart. He reveals his omnipresence and his guiding hands all too frequently in the minute details of the life of the earnest seeker. Even today, he is our guru and God, working with us for our spiritual growth. With Lord Sai, we do not cross the ocean of life alone. The title of the celebration this year, Dhamma, the Pathway to Nirvana, was an obvious place where to start the talk this afternoon. The word Dharma means so many things at different levels, both in Hinduism and also in Buddhism. But I came across a definition which I think transcends all these levels. It is said, whatever leads to unity of life is dharma. Whatever violates that unity is adharma. It is an easy approach to understand, consistent with the Buddha's teachings and the teachings of Lord Sai, both of whom emphasize on learning to give up separation and self-will to realize the unity of life. Nirvana is not some faraway place that we journey to. The notion of Shangri-La, that earthly paradise, is part of the illusion that this phenomenal world is beautiful and can confer lasting joy. In truth, to reach Nirvana, we must go within and leave behind all identification with the body, the mind, and the intellect. It has been beautifully said, when all that we are not is eliminated, what remains is Nirvana. When the Buddha urges us to cross the river of life and to find the peace that he called Nirvana, he was referring to the deep recesses of our consciousness, where there is no mind and there is no intellect, where the false notions of the individual self, the ego, are eliminated, and there is only enlightenment. In the same way, Swami tells that the goal of life and of the Satyasai organization is to seek self-realization. In either case, the goal is the eternal state, free from impermanence, suffering, and death. The goal is infinite consciousness. Both the Buddha and Lord Sai paved the road of our journey with great hope, because they both promised that every living being will reach the destination someday. What then of the pathway? In the Dhammapada it is written, take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, and you will grasp the four noble truths. Suffering, the cause of suffering, the end of suffering, and the noble eightfold path which takes you beyond suffering. That is your best refuge, your only refuge. When you reach it, all sorrow falls away. But this is where many of us seem to get stuck. We want to believe, and we even tell ourselves that we do believe. But we are unwilling to let go of our selfish desires and our attachments to the material world. The material world is like a thief who deceives us as he promises happiness and security from fears as we sleep at night, only to steal from us. The theft is this opportunity in this lifetime to progress spiritually, to walk on this path of Nirvana. The compassionate Buddha understood, and he reminded us that better than ruling this world, better than attaining the realm of the gods, better than being lord of all the worlds, is one step taken on the path to Nirvana. Yet, man is not one to accept so simply, and so he asks, well, blessed one, first put your hand in mine, then I will drop these toys. Not to be outsmarted, the Buddha replies, you drop the toys, and then I will put my hand in yours. Lord Sai gently guided us and reminded us to cultivate faith and surrender. Yet when Swami was with us in his physical form, we spent so much time and energy seeking physical proximity, giving him a letter and yearning for a glance. What now? It is time to deliver that faith and surrender and follow the Master, face the devil, fight to the end, and finish the game. In this regard, our destiny is truly in our own hands. all Lord Sai requires is that we take one step towards him and he will take 100 towards us. We are told to take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, the three jewels. But what is required? The Buddha spoke of the importance of effort, earnestness, and passion, which I interpret to mean intensity. He spoke of purity in mind and kindness in deeds, of self-discipline, faith, and detachment. He taught the importance of stilling the mind and of being selfless, of giving up self-will. He spoke of meditation. How blessed we are that our beloved Swami spoke of all these things, and yet he spoke to the needs of every individual devotee who sought guidance from him. Thus, he said, "Seva is the highest sadhana," while speaking of the supreme importance of Namasmaranam. He explained that meditation is concentrating on God 24/7, whilst he explained that constant contemplation on the self is the means of experiencing the direct vision of the Lord. He told us to love all and serve all, and to help ever and to hurt never. Just as Lord Krishna in the Gita, Swami provided a means for every one of us to proceed on the path to self-realization while discharging our duties in the world. The rest is up to us. In the Dhammapada it is said, "It is hard to obtain human birth, harder to live like a human being, harder still to understand the Dharma, and hardest of all, to attain Nirvana." When we have heard the glory of the Buddha, when we have come to celebrate Buddha Purnima, when we have seen Lord Sai in his physical form, and we have witnessed countless materializations since he left the physical body, are we to throw away this unique opportunity of this birth? When Lord Sai said, "Only those whom I have called can come and serve me," and when he said, "You are instruments from whom my love will pour," are we to remain prisoners of the mind and of the world? Or are we to rise up and march forward, purifying ourselves to become worthy instruments, and in the process, preparing ourselves to taste the sweet nectar of the fountain of eternal wisdom and divine bliss, which is enlightenment? Let today inspire us to experience our true reality as Swami told it to us. I am I. Jai Sera.
Swami, your children from Satya Sai School, Thailand, would like to offer a dance drama at your divine lotus feet. This dance drama reflects on the circumstances that led Prince Siddhartha to become Buddha, the enlightened one.
Lord Buddha took birth as a prince in the Sakya dynasty. His name was Prince Siddhartha. Wise men said that Prince Siddhartha would become a very great king, who would unite all the lands together. Prince Siddhartha grew up in a protected environment. It was the palace of happiness. He lived there until he was 29 years old. He was married to the beautiful Princess Yashodhara. One day, Prince Siddhartha requested his father if he could go outside the palace grounds into the town. After some time, his father gave permission. He went outside with his servant Channa.
Oh, is this how it looks outside the palace walls? I wonder why my honored father did not want me to see this.
Channa, stop!
What is it, my lord? Is something wrong?
Look at that man. Why is his skin so wrinkled? He is so vain. He can hardly walk. What is wrong with him, Channa?
Oh, that is an old man, my lord.
An old man? Really, I don't understand.
My lord, everyone will become like this eventually.
Is it true? Everyone will become like this, even you and me?
Yes, my lord. What is it now, my lord?
Look at that man shambling. What is wrong?
He is ill, my lord.
Ill? What do you mean?
Illness or sickness are part of being human. Everyone will get ill at some time.
What is inside that bundle? Is there a man in there?
Yes, my lord. He is dead.
Dead? What do you mean, Channa? Does everyone have to die?
Yes, my lord. Everything that is born has to die. No one can escape.
No one?
No one, my lord. Not even you. That, my lord, is a holy man, a person who's given up the world to discover the truth. A holy man who prays and meditates all day.
Oh, he looks so serene, so beautiful, so holy. I offer my prayerful salutation to you, O Holy One.
They go back to the palace. A soldier runs out and kneels in front of Prince Siddhartha.
Your son has been born, my lord.
My dear son, your father is searching for the way to overcome the suffering of birth and death. I give you the name Rahul.
Children, no.
Lord Buddha is light affirm that brings light into darkness. He came to show the way out of the cycle of birth and death.
Dearest Mother Child, the Bal Vikas children and young adults of Sri Lanka have lovingly prepared a dance drama titled Mutiny of the Mind to offer at your divine lotus feet. It is a story that helps us introspect on the distractions of the mind. The story depicts how bad thoughts grow like weeds in the mind, causing it to lose focus, and how pure thoughts flower into love and divinity.
Learning of Swami's teachings will not make us a devotee. Our life should be His message. To become true messengers of Sai, we need to develop harmony in thought, word and deed. Man today is in pursuit of relentless power, and the modern world is fashioned to influence our mind. That this dominance is the backbone for the growth of this world. The problem we face today is, however much we look upon Swami for His guidance in all matters, our mind tends to fall prey to this glittering world and its false fantasies. This dance drama, titled Mutiny of the Mind, is based on a common problem faced by the youth of today. Child is born innocent and pure, like an empty book. It is the parents and the environment that determines how her life story would be written. A beautiful baby girl is born into a family who have been in the Sai fold for 3 generations. The newborn child was named Janani. Come, let us now witness the changes in the life of Janani. A child is always compared to God because she is pure, loving, and whatever she does or say will make others only happy. Thank you. beautiful baby girl has grown and is now in school, enjoying the opportunity of spending time with her schoolmates. Would she follow the trends set by her friends or follow her parents' guidance?
Comes a new addition to the class.
She looks very smart.
To me, she looks very arrogant. What do you think, Nadi?
Hello, come here.
What's your name?
Priya.
You are new to this class. Have you not been told to respect all students?
Let's not frighten her.
What is in that box?
Lunch.
Like, duh. I know. Let me see it. It tastes good. You must remember to bring different dishes for us every day.
She fell for it.
You should not do that, Nadi.
It was just fun.
But she is new. She doesn't know you.
So what, Jen? I have not throttled her. Anyway, it is a part of school life. Don't take these things seriously. Personally, I think there is nothing wrong.
Different personalities behave differently. And it is that which makes life more interesting. Hurting someone is not fun, Nadi. First day in school, she would find it hard to digest.
Jen, let's forget it. I am what I am. It is not easy for me to change my character.
How did it go in school today?
As usual, studying and playing.
How are you getting along with your friends?
All are good with me, Amma. But there's one incident which happened today. It's disturbing me.
What is it, dear?
A new girl came to our class, and I thought we frightened her. I'm not sure whether she is hurt.
There is nothing wrong in having clean fun, as Swami says. But we should not hurt others.
But Nadisha is adamant that there was nothing wrong with her behavior.
Janani, these incidents could have a bad impact in the mind of the new girl and can lead to confused thinking. If it is not corrected now, she will feel isolated or develop a similar behavior in the future. So, you must always make an effort to win the hearts of others through love and compassion.
But Nadisha is my close friend. How should I handle this?
At this age, one falling prey to bad habits is not uncommon. If she is close to her parents like you, she is bound to discuss these incidents at home. It is very important that the parents take a serious view of this matter and offer advice in a sensible manner so that she will understand her mistake. Moreover, all of you together, being friends, can influence her to change her thinking and learn to give values to life. That way, your friendship will last longer and your adulthood will blossom into a meaningful and blissful life. You can also persuade her to join the Balvikar classes. Swami's teachings are the best remedy for children.
Swami always says that childhood is the most important period in our life because whatever we do attracts everybody. Therefore, we must learn to discriminate between good and bad so that we grow into responsible individuals.
Thank you, Ma. I'm very clear now. I know what I should do tomorrow in school.
Janani influenced Nadisha to join the Balvikar classes. And 3 months have passed since then.
Sai Ram, children, it is because of your good fortune that you all have gathered here today. Do not fritter away this opportunity. Make the best use of your stay here and get the maximum benefit out of it. Let your behavior be exemplary wherever you are. As long as you are in Prashanti Nilayam, you lead a disciplined life. Continue to do the same even after you leave the place. Remember that God is always with you wherever you are.
Auntie, our life on this earth is tied to many relationships. Parents and relations, teachers and friends. And these relationships take greater part of our life. Please tell me, where is the time for God?
Yes, Janani, I completely understand your point of view. But God is there all the time. But we only think that our day-to-day problems have nothing to do with God. Look at Arjuna in the Kurukshetra war. He was in a state of confusion, wondering whether he should fight his grandfather, guru and his cousins. He placed the relationship above everything and would have committed a grave mistake if not for Lord Krishna.
But Auntie, Arjuna was talking to God and God was in human form. Our beloved Swami is no longer in physical form. So how do we communicate with God
Lord Krishna was not in human form, yet Meera was able to reach him by her true devotion. Lord Krishna was not physically present when he protected Draupadi from humiliation. God resides in our heart, and when you seek answers from your conscience, God will take care of all your problems.
Auntie, I am hearing this for the first time, and it truly stirs my heart. All our activities, no matter how many births we take, should be performed with the blessing of God. To do that, we must learn to surrender all our work to God. Am I correct, Auntie?
I am impressed with your understanding. What matters most in this value education is truth. But truth without love cannot be of benefit to anybody.
Auntie, are we deviating from values when we make fun at somebody?
Do you all know, Swami used to tell the students during Ganesha Chaturthi that the sound from Lord Ganesha's stomach is due to gastritis. Fun of this kind do not hurt anybody. On the other hand, if your fun leads to suffering of another, human value is absent there.
Children, I have enjoyed this day answering your doubts, and I believe it is the same with you. It is not knowledge I am sharing with you, but life itself. This life belongs to God, and who could be a better teacher than God Himself? Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, Aunty.
Jen, I really do not know how to thank you. I now have a fairly good idea how I should conduct myself.
I am happy for you, Nadi. The love of Swami is magical and infectious. When we get back to school, we will talk to everyone to stop bullying.
Nadisha, now cleared of the dark clouds that surrounded her all these days, entered her classroom full of love, and they expressed their happiness through a song of friendship. Janani has completed 8 glorious years, experiencing the love of Swami together with her achievements in both academic and professional studies. From secondary education to undergraduate studies, and then postgraduate studies. All accomplished without an interruption and with awards and recognition. Hall and Fame, a reputed international consultancy firm, placed the application above everyone else and called her for an interview.
I must say that you have an impressive academic record, and that is one of the influencing factors for you to enter Hall and Fame. We maintain discipline at all levels, but you will find your seniors helpful and understanding as far as your learning of our system is concerned.
Janani spent the first day in office enjoying her good fortune of gaining admission to a reputed organization as Hall and Fame, comfortable in the feeling that her future is fully secure. 3 years have passed since then. Janani is now a senior consultant, proud of her achievements in such a short period. She has also developed a strong sense of responsibility and shows no mercy for careless approach to work. She hates failure and she will not tolerate those who contribute to failure. She will not hesitate to take drastic action against those whom she identifies as people responsible for negative outputs.
I want 100% attention on the work. I will not tolerate any casual attitude towards work. I'm returning these papers. You'll have to sit and redo them.
Beyond work, she could not see anything. She did not care for people or willing to understand their difficulties. In the passage of time, she had become a terror and everybody avoided her. She herself became moody and irritable as she found the explanations offered by others were not acceptable. When she returns home, the old congenial atmosphere is not there now. She does not talk to her parents, nor to her friends, and she sits alone, either watching TV to escape the stress, or trying to read a book to forget.
Hi, Jan. I have not seen you for ages. You look tired and worn out. Anything wrong?
I have so much of work to do. I really don't know how I'm going to complete them on time. And the clients are behind my back.
But everyone says
that you have the best team. So what exactly is the problem?
I have to push them hard. Even then, it's not like I get what I want.
Well, how close are you to them?
Where is the need for closeness? All I want them is to do their work. If they do that, it is enough for me.
Do you remember the day when you took me to Balvika's classes? The talk by Auntie is still fresh in my mind. God expects you to surrender all work to Him. Those people in your team expect from you an understanding that would create a much better working condition. They also have a life, and employment is also a part of that life. But it is up to you to bring these two factors together through a spiritual outlook.
What are you trying to tell me?
I have never seen you finding faults in others before, but now you do. You never thought for a moment that you could also be at fault. Your indifference has produced a gap between the team and you. All work is God-initiated, and therefore, there is no room for arrogance or ill-treatment of others. You must bear this in mind if you want to enjoy your work and make it enjoyable for the team as well. I sincerely believe that you must focus your attention on that.
Thanks, Nadi. Let me think about it.
The management was monitoring Janani's work and noticed that many people who worked under her had left the organization. They also found out that the majority left because they could not stand up to the pressure Janani was exerting on them. One of the directors known to Janani decided to have a friendly chat with her.
Hi Janani, how is everything?
Everything is fine, madam.
Good to hear. How is your team doing?
Madam, I'm a little disappointed because their output is not satisfactory.
I see. Tell me, whether the majority of them are like that, or is it only a few?
Majority.
Okay. Then I would kindly request you to make an evaluation of your own self. Have you ever thought you may have failed to inspire your team? Now, let us look at this problem from the management point of view. They think we have lost a few very good employees due to the pressure you give. Look, Janani, we have no desire to lose you. But at the meantime, a high employment turnover is not an ideal condition for this organization. You must understand, all those who work in your team are also part of this organization, and it is our duty to take care of them. I would like you to give a serious thought to this matter and find a permanent solution acceptable by everyone.
Sure, madam. Thank you.
Janani returned home with a disturbed mind. There was an inner struggle between the professional discipline and her spiritual understanding of life.
I'm at a loss to understand why the management takes two different views. They acknowledged my ability and placed me in this high position purely on my performance. I'm applying the same yardstick to those in my team. But I was able to perform so well because management and the other members of the team created a pleasant working condition for me. During that period, I always felt that Swami was guiding me through these pleasant people. Have I failed in my responsibility to give them a pleasant working condition that would have allowed them to perform better? But everyone should understand their position and responsibility and the seriousness of the work. Only with these did I come up in this organization. What I fail to recognize is that the management, through its love, allowed me to develop my skills for the benefit of everybody. If this love and recognition was not there, I now realize my performances would have been poor. My mind was filled with ego, pride, and arrogance, making me think that others could never reach my competence. My mind was too fixed to realize the value of the team's input. I only thought of my success but I fail to recognize the love of Swami in that success.
Many will be wondering how a devotee like Sister Janani lost her bearings and became a victim to worldly commodities such as fame, power and anger. Nadisha, on the other hand, despite going through a bad patch during her school days, totally surrendered to Swami. Some may think that her continuous success in the academic and professional career may have momentarily distanced her from Swami. Some may also think that the spiritual discipline which Swami insists for all activities may have been misinterpreted by Sister Janani and applied without consideration for human values. All in all, this momentary failure was due to her not addressing all matters to the conscience where God resides and making decisions trusting only her intelligence. This is the cause for many setbacks in our lives, because we take pride in our own ability, which takes us away from Swami. Swami is our life and beyond life partner. Love is the guiding force in all matters, and Swami is nothing but love.
Countries, multiple languages, rich culture, beautiful tradition, and the culmination of all this is a unique love for the Lord of the Universe, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. After months of preparation, the Zone 4 young adults as one united Sai force comprising over 20 young adults present a personalized rendition of Hari Bhajana Bina.
This is a compilation of 12 different languages from the Zone 4 countries and is a song in all its glory by the young adults themselves. It has brought together a sense of unity in diversity, belonging and an expression of outpouring of immense love for our beloved Bhagavan.
Thank you.
With his divine discourse. The 2-day celebrations will conclude with bhajans by overseas devotees.
Prema Swarupulara,
embodiments of love.
Prachina Kalamanandu, Siddharthi, Gautama Buddhudu, ani peru ganchina vyakti, తన సత్యస్వరూపాన్ని గుర్తించే నిమిత్తమై నిర్వాణ నిమిత్తమై అనేక సాధనలు సంతూ వచ్చాడు.
ఇన్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ ద వన్ ద నోబుల్ వన్ ద సిద్ధార్థ గౌతమ ద వెరీ పర్సోనిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్ టు అటైన్ నిర్వాణ ఆర్ లిబరేషన్ డిడ్ స్ట్రెన్యువస్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎఫర్ట్.
అనేక వేద మంత్రములు కూడాను పఠించాడు.
హీ రిపీటెడ్ రిసైటెడ్ ద వేదిక్ చాంటింగ్.
జగత్తునందుకల పెద్దలందరినీ కూడాను దర్శించాడు.
He visited all the elders of those times.
అన్ని సాధనలు యందు కూడాను తాను భాగమును వహించాడు.
He participated in every spiritual endeavor.
కట్టకలపటికీ ఇది ఏది కూడాను సరైన సాధన కాదు అని సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించాడు.
He realized the ultimate truth that none of them would give the liberation.
భగవంతుడు ప్రసాదించినటువంటి పంచ ప్రాణములను కూడాను పరమాత్మునిగా విశ్వసించాడు.
He had a strong faith that the 5 life breaths are divine.
శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రస గంధము
the 5
ఇంద్రియములతో కూడినటువంటివి.
The 5 senses representing the sound, the sense of touch and so on, they are divine.
ఈ పంచేంద్రియములను పవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి అనుభవించడమే నిర్వాణము అని గుర్తించాడు.
He realized the basic fact that nirvana or liberation is nothing but making use of the 5 senses in a sacred way.
జపము ధ్యానము యోగము యజ్ఞము ఇవన్నీ కూడాను భౌతికమైనటువంటి యొక్క క్రియలే అని గుర్తించాడు.
He also has understood that the penance, meditation, all rituals are just the physical activities. If you have attachment to your body, such spiritual attempts are necessary.
ఆత్మాభిమానం కలిగినటువంటి వ్యక్తికి ఈ సాధనలు ఏవి ఇక్కడనో అక్కర్లేదు.
The one who is attached to the self need not do these activities.
కనుకనే సమ్యక్ దృష్టి అని చెప్పాడు.
So he prescribed samyak drishti, good
samyak
vision.
Samyak vaku annadu.
Then he said good word.
Samyak sravanamu annadu.
Then he mentioned good
samyak
listening.
Samyak mananamu annaru.
Good recapitulation.
Samyak kriya annadu.
A good action.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఐదు కర్మల యందుకొను దోషములు లేక సక్రమమైన మార్గములు సరైన రీతిగా అనుభవించడమే నిజమైనటువంటి నిర్వాణము అన్నాడు.
ద ట్రూ లిబరేషన్ కంప్రైజెస్ అండర్ టేకింగ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ ఎ బ్లెమిష్లెస్ వే.
భగవంతుడు ఇచ్చినటువంటి ఈ నేత్రములను ఎందుకు పవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టకూడదు?
The eye is gifted by God. Why not they be used in a sacred way?
ఈ నేత్రములను దోషమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి
we make use of it in the mistaken direction.
అంత దోషములంతా కూడాను పెంచుకుంటున్నాడు మానవుడు.
We go on increasing our mistakes.
మనసు యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మాలిన్యపరుచుకుంటున్నాడు.
We are polluting our mind.
మనసే మాలిన్యమైన ఇంకా మనిషి ఏ రీతిగా నిర్వాణం పొందగలడు?
When once the mind is polluted, how we expect liberation, nirvana?
Kanaka motta mota samyak drishti.
To begin with, it is samyak drishti, good vision.
Manchi chupulu manam abhivruddhi parchukovali.
We should develop good looks.
Ee drishti yandu etti doshamulu kudanu praveshinchakunda chuchukovali.
We should see that our looks are pure, unpolluted.
See no evil, see what is good.
See no evil, see what is good.
ఈ దృష్టి వల్లనే సమస్త కర్మములు కూడాను పెరిగి సమస్త బాధలు కూడాను కలిగింపజేస్తున్నది.
It is the vision, the looks that are responsible for all the suffering.
అనేకత్వాన్ని ఏకత్వం చేయటమే నిజమైనటువంటి మానవ తత్వం.
The human quality requires unifying the diversity.
భిన్నత్వం గావించుకోవటమే మానవునికి విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి మార్గము.
Division, duality is the wrong path.
కనుక మనము భిన్నమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించకూడదు.
వీ షుడ్ నెవర్ బి ఇన్ ద డ్యూయల్ పాత్.
దృష్టిని మనం ఏకత్వంగా తీసుకోవాలి.
వీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ యూనిఫైడ్ లుక్.
సమ్యక్ దృష్టి మొట్టమొదట బుద్ధుడు బోధించినటువంటిది సమ్యక్ దృష్టి.
ద ఫస్ట్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధ ఈస్ సమ్యక్ దృష్టి.
తదుపరి సమ్యక్ వాక్.
దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్యక్ వాక్, గుడ్ వర్డ్.
వాక్ ఒకటిగానే ఉంటుండాలి.
We should speak only one.
ఇది ఉద్వేగంగా ఉండకూడదు.
It should not be agitated.
అసత్యంగా ఉండకూడదు.
It should not be lie.
అన్యాయంగా ఉండకూడదు.
Or injustice.
అక్రమంగా ఉండకూడదు.
Or improper.
హింసగా ఉండకూడదు.
It should not be violent.
అనుద్వేగకరం వాక్యం సత్యం ప్రీతి హితం చేస్తున్నారు.
Whatever we speak should not be agitating. It should not be disturbing. It should be so pleasing, comforting and sweet.
మన వాక్కు హితంగాను ప్రీతిగాను ఉద్వేగం లేకుండాను ఉండాలి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సే హ్యావ్ గాట్ టు బి ప్లీజింగ్, సో సాఫ్ట్, డెలికేట్ అండ్ స్వీట్ అండ్ అక్సెప్టబుల్ అండ్ ప్యాలెటబుల్.
యు కెనాట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఒబ్లైజ్ బట్ యు కెన్ స్పీక్ ఆల్వేస్ ఒబ్లైజింగ్లీ.
యు కెనాట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఒబ్లైజ్ బట్ యు కెన్ స్పీక్ ఒబ్లైజింగ్లీ.
సర్వం ఏకంగా ఉంటున్నప్పుడు ఈ ఉద్వేగం రావడానికి అవకాశమే ఉండదు.
వెన్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ వన్ దేర్స్ నో ఛాన్స్ టు బి ఎజిటేటెడ్.
అన్ని అద్దములు ఎందు తన ప్రతిబింబాలే చూస్తున్నప్పుడు ఒక అద్దములో ఉండేటువంటి ప్రతిబింబం పైన తనకెందుకు కోపం వస్తుంది?
ఇన్ ఆల్ ద మిర్రర్స్ యూ ఫైండ్ యువర్ ఓన్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్, దెన్ యూ కెనాట్ బి యాంగ్రీ విత్ అనదర్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్.
అన్ని ఇప్పుడు మిర్రర్స్ వంటివి.
ఆల్ బాడీస్ ఆర్ లైక్ మిర్రర్స్.
కానీ ఈ మిర్రర్స్ లోపల నీ ప్రతిబింబాన్ని నీవు చూస్తున్నావు.
యూ సీ యువర్ ఓన్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఇన్ దీస్ మిర్రర్స్.
కనుక ఆ ప్రతిబింబంతో నీవు ప్రేమతో మాట్లాడాలి.
You talk in a pleasing way with the reflection.
ప్రేమకు మించినటువంటి యొక్క దైవం మరొకటి లేదు.
There is no other God beyond love.
హృదయమును ప్రేమతో నింపుకున్నప్పుడు ఆ హృదయం నుంచి ప్రేమ పలుకులే వస్తుంటాయి.
When once we fill our heart with love, whatever we speak have got to be loving.
ఆ హృదయం నుంచి ప్రేమ చూపులే వస్తుంటాయి.
We'll develop loving looks.
ఆ ప్రేమ నుంచి ప్రేమ శ్రవణమే వస్తుంటాది.
We listen in a loving way.
ఆ ప్రేమ నుంచి ప్రేమ థాట్స్ ఏ వస్తుంటాయి.
అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ వి ఎంటర్టైన్ థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
ప్రేమ కల కర్మలే ఆచరిస్తుంటావు.
అల్టిమేట్లీ దే విల్ ల్యాండ్ అప్ ఇన్ లవింగ్ డీడ్స్.
హృదయాన్ని ప్రేమతో నింపుకునేటువంటి విధానము నీకు తెలియకపోవడం చేతనే అనేక గుణముల చేత దాన్ని నింపుకుని మానవత్వాన్ని మంట కలుపుతున్నారు.
యు డు నాట్ నో ద ప్రొసీజర్ టు ఫిల్ యువర్ హార్ట్ విత్ లవ్.
కనుక వాక్కుని ఎంత దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకుంటున్నాం.
వి ఆర్ మిస్ యూజింగ్ ద స్పీచ్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ.
ఇతరులను దూషించడము,
We accuse.
ఇతరులను విమర్శించటము.
We criticize.
ఇతరులను ఒక విధమైనటువంటి బాధ పెట్టటము.
We hurt others.
ఈ కఠినమైనటువంటి వాక్కుల చేత ఇతరుల హృదయాన్ని కూడాను అపవిత్రం చేస్తున్నాం.
We hurt them by accusing them, using harsh words.
కనుక ప్రేమ చేతను, మృదువు చేతను, మధురమైనటువంటి వాక్కుల చేతను నీ యొక్క శబ్దం వినియోగించాలి.
We should make use of this speech faculty in a tender, delicate, soft, sensitive way.
అప్పుడే ఇది సమ్యక్ వాక్కు అని రూపొందుతుంది.
Then you can call it సమ్యక్ వాక్, good word.
తరువాత సమ్యక్ శ్రవణం.
Then comes good audition.
చెవులు ఇచ్చాడు భగవంతుడు.
God has given us ears.
ఎందుకోసము?
Why?
అనేక రకమైన మాటలు వినడానిక.
Not to listen to gossip.
కాదు కాదు.
No.
ఇదంతా ఒక లౌడ్ స్పీకర్ వంటిది.
They are like loud speakers.
ఈ లౌడ్ స్పీకర్ లోపల ఎవరు మాట్లాడుతున్నారో ఆత్మతత్వాన్ని అది మాత్రమే ఈ స్పీకర్ లో రావాలి.
In fact, the ear, the speaker should permit the sound relating to the soul.
ఆత్మ ప్రతిబింబమే ఈ యొక్క శబ్దంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
The sound should show the reflection of the spirit.
ఆత్మ యొక్క వైబ్రేషన్ ఈ యొక్క చెవుల ద్వారా మనం వినాలి.
The vibrations of the soul should percolate through the ear, the speaker.
అందుకోసమే ఈ లౌడ్ స్పీకర్స్ పెట్టిండేది.
So God has gifted these loud speakers.
కనుకనే మనం శబ్దమును అపవిత్రం చేయకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
We should never make this sound unsacred.
అన్నింటికి అంతర్భూతమైనటువంటి లక్ష్యము లోపల ఉన్నటువంటి ఆత్మతత్వమే.
The principle of the spirit and the soul is the ultimate reality.
ఆత్మ అందరియందు ఒక్కటే.
The soul is one.
భిన్న భేదములు ఏమాత్రము లేవు.
There are no differences whatsoever.
నీయందున్న ఆత్మ కూడాను ఒక్కటే.
That the soul is uniform in
all.
In fact, no difference, no change.
ఆత్మ ఆత్మ స్వరూపమే.
ఆత్మ is ఆత్మ.
ఇలాంటి ఆత్మ కేవలం ప్రేమ చేతనే మనం నింపుకోవాలి.
We have to fill it up with the spirit of the self, with love.
ఇది ఒక పాత్ర.
This is a tumbler.
ఈ పాత్రలో ఏమీ లేదు.
The tumbler is empty.
కానీ నీరు పోస్తే నీరు నిలుస్తుంది.
You can fill it up with water.
సిరప్ పోస్తే సిరప్ నిలుస్తుంది.
Or syrup.
పాలు పోస్తే పాలు నిలుస్తుంది.
You can fill it up with milk.
మజ్జిగ పోస్తే మజ్జిగ నిలుస్తుంది.
Or buttermilk.
కానీ ఏది పోస్తామో ఆ పాత్ర దాన్ని నిండిపోతుంది.
యూ కెన్ ఫిల్ దిస్ టంబ్లర్ విత్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ చాయిస్.
హృదయము అనేటువంటిది ఒక పాత్ర.
అవర్ హార్ట్ ఈస్ అ టంబ్లర్.
దీంతో ప్రేమ అనేటువంటి దాన్ని నింపుకో.
వీ హావ్ టు ఫిల్ ఇట్ అప్ విత్ లవ్.
త్యాగము అనేటువంటి దాన్ని నింపుకో.
ఫిల్ ఇన్ విత్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
సత్యము అనేటువంటి దాన్ని నింపుకో.
ఫిల్ ఇట్ అప్ విత్ ట్రూత్.
శాంతి అనేటువంటి దాన్ని నింపుకో.
లెట్ ఇట్ బి ఫిల్డ్ విత్ పీస్.
అప్పుడు నీకు శాంతి నీ వేరే కోరనక్కర్లేదు.
దెన్ యూ డోంట్ టు ఆస్పైర్ ఫర్
నీ శాంతి నీ నుంచినే ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటాది.
ద పీస్ విల్ from within.
నీ ప్రేమ నీ నుంచినే ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటాది.
ద పీస్ విల్ ఒరిజినేట్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ.
కనుకనే ప్రతి ఒక్కటిని లోపల నుంచి వచ్చేటువంటివి కానీ బయట నుంచి పోయేటువంటివి కాదు.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ ఓన్, నథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్నర్ బీయింగ్.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్నర్ బీయింగ్.
నీ లోపల ఉన్నటువంటి ఒక తత్వం పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది ఎప్పుడు కూడాను.
ది ఇమ్మనెంట్ ఇన్నేట్ నేచర్ ఈస్ సీక్రెట్.
నీవే నీవు ఈ ప్రకృతిని అనుసరించి ఈ ప్రకృతి భావాల చేత దాన్ని మాలిన్యపరచుకుంటున్నావు.
యూ ఫాలో ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ బికాస్ వరల్డ్లీ ఫీలింగ్స్ యూ గెట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ పొల్యూటెడ్
కనుక నీవే నీవు దీన్ని మాలిన్యపరచుకునేటువంటిదే కానీ అది ఎప్పుడు కొన్ని పరిశుద్ధము.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యు ఆర్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ దిస్ పొల్యూషన్ బట్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ ఇట్ ఇస్ సీక్రెట్.
నిశ్చలం నిస్వార్థము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ప్యూర్ అన్పొల్యూటెడ్ అండ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్.
అలాంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి హృదయాన్ని నీవెందుకు పాడు చేసుకుంటున్నావు?
సచ్ ఎ సీక్రెట్ హార్ట్, వై డు యు
స్పాయిల్? పాడు కావడానికి ఏది మూల కారణము?
What is this cause for ruin?
Samyak drishti lekapovatame moola karanam.
The main cause is the absence
samyak
of good vision.
Samyak vaku lekapovatame moola karanam.
Absence of good words.
Samyak shravanam lekapovatame moola karanam.
Absence of good listening.
Kanukane ee yokka panchabhutamulu kodanu పంచతత్వములు కూడాను పవిత్రమైన రీతిగా మార్చుకున్నప్పుడే నీకు సమ్యక్ దృష్టి లభిస్తుంది.
వెన్ వన్స్ వీ శాంక్టిఫై ఆల్ ద ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్ వీ డెవలప్ ద సీక్రెట్ లుక్స్ టు బిగిన్ విత్.
అన్నింటికి నీ మూల కారణం హృదయమే.
ద హార్ట్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ సోర్స్.
హృత్ ప్లస్ దయా హృదయము.
హృత్ ప్లస్ దయా ఇస్ హృదయ.
అది ఎప్పుడు కూడా నువ్వు దయతో కూడినటువంటిది.
ద హార్ట్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్.
ఆ దయనే ప్రేమ.
The compassion is love.
ప్రేమనే కంపాషన్ అంటారు.
లవ్ ఇస్ కంపాషన్.
కనుక ఈ యొక్క అనేక పేర్లతో కూడినటువంటిది ఒకటే ప్రేమ.
ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ లవ్ దట్స్ కాల్డ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ టర్మ్స్.
ఏక ప్రభువుక అనేక నామ్.
వన్ గాడ్ హ్యాస్ మెనీ నేమ్స్.
ప్రేమ అనే ఒక పేరు పెట్టారు.
వి కాల్ ఇట్ లవ్.
సత్యము అనే పేరు పెడుతూ పిలుస్తున్నారు.
వి కాల్ ఇట్ బై ట్రూత్.
ధర్మం అనేటువంటి ప్రేమతో ఆడుకుంటున్నారు.
అదర్ టైమ్స్ వి ప్లే ద వర్డ్ రైచెస్నెస్.
ప్రేమతో అనుభవిస్తున్నారు.
వి ఎక్స్‌పీరియన్స్ బై వే ఆఫ్ పీస్.
త్యాగం అనేటువంటి దాంతో జీవిస్తున్నారు.
వి లివ్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఇవన్నీ కూడాను ఒకే ఆత్మకు పేరు.
ఆల్ హావ్ గాట్ సేమ్ సోర్స్ ఆత్మ.
కనుకనే అనేకత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి ఒక ఏకత్వాన్ని మీరు అనుభవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
We have to make every attempt to experience this unity and diversity.
కట్టకడపటికి ఈ యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని పొందిన తర్వాత బుద్ధుడు అప్పుడు ఆనందాన్ని పొందాడు.
Buddha attained that blissful state having experienced that oneness in multiplicity.
దీని అన్నిటి యందు కూడా ఈ ఇంద్రియముల యొక్క భావమును త్యాగం చేశాడు.
He has given up all the sensual feelings.
ఈ ప్రపంచంలో ఇంద్రియముల చేత ఏమేమి మనం అనుభవిస్తున్నామో అవన్నీ ఇప్పుడు వ్యర్థమైనటువంటివి అని గుర్తించాడు.
He could understand all the fleeting sensual pleasures of this world.
ఇవన్నీ కేవలం బంధనతో కూడినటువంటి యొక్క సెన్సెస్ అని భావించాడు.
He also understood the senses will lead to bonding.
మానవుని చెరబడానికి వచ్చినటువంటి యొక్క సెన్సెస్ అనే గుర్తించాడు.
He has recognized the facts that the senses will ruin you.
మానవత్వాన్ని నిర్మూలం గావించుకునే నిమిత్తమై వచ్చినటువంటి ఈ సెన్సెస్ అనుకున్నాడు.
He has understood the senses will ruin the human quality.
కన్న భార్యను కన్న కుమారుని కూడా త్యజించాడు.
He has sacrificed the wife and the son.
క్రమక్రమేణా దీన్ని తాను అభివృద్ధి పరుచుకుంటూ వచ్చాడు.
He has developed renunciation slowly.
అంతా జరిగిన తర్వాత
at the end
తనకు ఈ శబ్దం అన్నిటి కూడా త్యజించిపోయాడు.
He has sacrificed even listening.
ఏకాత్మ తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించాడు.
He has known this unity.
అప్పుడు ఆనందపడుతున్నాడు.
That oneness gave him bliss.
అతను నక్కలు కోతులు అనుభవించేటువంటి యొక్క ఆనందాన్ని నీవు కూడా అనుభవిస్తున్నావు. నీవు మనిషి ఎందుకు పుట్టాలి?
Should we experience the same state of happiness as that of monkey, the fox and the dog?
నీవు కూడా ఒక మంకీగా పుట్టింటే బాగుండేది కదా.
It would have been wonderful had you been a monkey.
నీవు అనుభవించేటువంటిదంతా మంకీస్ కూడా అనుభవిస్తున్నాయి.
Monkey also has the same experience as that of yours.
Monkey kaadu, mankind.
You are not a monkey, you belong to mankind.
Kind tho koodinatvantiga undali neevu.
You should be one of kindness.
Premato koodinatvanti vaadiga undali.
You should be full of love.
Ivanni chanabaguramaitvanti yokka sukhamulu anubhavinche kosamani neevu puttina vaadu kaadu.
You are not born to enjoy the pleasures which are fleeting and momentary.
Puttinappudu prati prani kudanu kevvuni edustadu.
At the time of birth every child cries.
Endukosam edchadu?
Why?
Ayyo tirigi ee prapanchamlo vachi puttalani nenu.
The child cries at the time of birth.
ఆనందం నుంచి
నేను
ఆత్మ నుండి వేరైపోతున్నానే.
ఫీలింగ్ సో బ్యాడ్ ఫర్ బీయింగ్ సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సోల్. సో ద చైల్డ్ క్రైస్.
ఏడుస్తూ పుట్టినటువంటి మనిషి ఏడుస్తూనే చావటం వల్ల మనిషి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
హ్యాడ్ బీన్ బోర్న్ వైల్ క్రయింగ్, ఇఫ్ వీ లీవ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ క్రయింగ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఎయిమ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్?
కానీ నేను పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దాన్ని గుర్తించాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
ఏడుస్తూ నేను పుట్టాను.
ఐఎమ్ బోర్న్ క్రైయింగ్.
ఏడుస్తూ జీవిస్తున్నాను.
ఐ లీడ్ వైల్ క్రైయింగ్.
కట్టకడ పోయేటప్పుడు కూడా ఏడుస్తూ పోతున్నాను.
అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆల్సో ఐ క్రై.
నేను సాధించినది ఏంటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఐ అటైన్డ్?
కాదు కాదు.
నథింగ్ ఐ అటైన్డ్.
ఏడుస్తూ పుట్టినటువంటి మానవుడు నవ్వుతూ చావాలి.
హావ్ బీన్ బోర్న్ వైల్ క్రైయింగ్, వన్ షుడ్ లీవ్ ద వరల్డ్ విత్ స్మైల్స్.
గోవింద కృష్ణ జై, గోపాల కృష్ణ జై, గోపాల బాల బాల రాధా కృష్ణ జై, గోవింద గోవింద కృష్ణ జై, గోపాల కృష్ణ జై, గోపాల బాల బాల రాధా కృష్ణ జై. జై కృష్ణ, జై కృష్ణ, జై కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ 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 జై. మోహన మురళి గారి కృష్ణ జై, గోవింద కృష్ణ జై, గోపాల కృష్ణ జై, కృష్ణ జయ.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji. Bolo Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji. Bolo Vahe Guru, Vahe
ಮಂಗಲದಾಯಕ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಸಿಂತುರಮತನ ಪಂಗಜರಮನ
ಸಿಂತುರವದನ ಪಂಗಜರಮನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಾಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಸಿಂಧುರವತನ ಪಂಗಜರಮನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಾಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಜಯ ಗಣರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣರಾಯ
ಜಯ ಗಣರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣರಾಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಮಂಗಲದಾತ
ಅಷ್ಟವಿನಾಯಕ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಸಿಂತುರ ಹಸನ ಪಂಗಜರಮಣ
ಸಿಂತುರ ವದನ ಪಂಗಜರಮಣ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಾಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಸಿಂತುರ ವದನ ಪಂಗಜರಮಣ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಾಪ ಮೋರ್ಯ
ಜಯ ಗಣರಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣರಾಯ
విశ్వరూపిణి జననీ మా,
హే విశ్వరూపిణి జననీ మా,
హే విశ్వరూపిణి జననీ మా,
శివ శంకర శంభో, హే శివ శంకర నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో, హే శివ శంకర నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో, హే గిరిజాపతి భవాని శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో, శివ శంకర శంభో, సాయి శివ శంకర శంభో, సాయి శివ
శివశంకర శంభో. హే శివశంకర నమామి శంకర శివశంకర శంభో. హే గిరిజాపతి భవాని శంకర శివశంకర శంభో. శివశంకర శంభో సాయి శివశంకర శంభో. సాయి శివశంకర శంభో. శివశంకర నమామి శంకర శివశంకర శంభో.
రాధే గోవింద కృష్ణ మురారి, రాధే గోవింద కృష్ణ మురారి, జయ సాయి ముకుంద మురారి, రాధే గోవింద కృష్ణ మురారి,
రాధే గోవింద కృష్ణ మురారి.
సాయినాథ భగవాన్, సాయినాథ భగవాన్,
సాయినాథ భగవాన్, సాయినాథ భగవాన్,
సాయినాథ భగవాన్, సాయినాథ సత్యం శివం సుందరం సాయినాథ భగవాన్,
సాయినాథ
భగవాన్, సాయినాథ భగవాన్,
సాయినాథ భగవాన్, సాయినాథ భగవాన్.
బుద్ధం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
బుద్ధం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
ధమ్మం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
ధమ్మం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
సంఘం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
సంఘం శరణం గచ్ఛామి,
సత్య సాయి
சரணம் கச்சாமி
சத்ய சாயி
சரணம் கச்சாமி சாய்நாத பகவா சாய்நாத பகவா
சாய்நாத பகவா
சத்யம் சிவம் சுந்தரம் சாய்நாத பகவா
சத்யம் சிவம் சுந்தரம்
சாய்நாத பகவா சாய்நாத பகவா
சாய்நாத பகவா சாய்நாத பகவா
புத்தம் சரணம் கச்சாமி
புத்தம் சரணம் கச்சாமி
தம்மம் சரணம் கச்சாமி
தம்மம் சரணம் கச்சாமி
சங்கம் சரணம் கச்சாமி சத்ய சாயி சரணம் கச்சாமி
சத்ய சாயி சரணம்
கச்சாமி சாய்நாத பகவா சாய்நாத பகவா
भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्बान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदैवमु मरियन्तयु नीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयु नीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नागेन्द्राशया ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलहारति अंधुको मंगलहारति अंधुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki
Jai.